Summertime is here, and lots of people are heading to the beaches or the backyard with books in hand. When it comes to choosing a title, commentator Betty Baye offers one suggestion. Open your mind.
While in Louisville recently for the Kentucky Authors Forum, the author of the best-selling memoir, Reading Lolita in Tehran, Azar Nafisi, touted the power of literature to transform people in the most oppressed conditions. Nafisi also urged her Louisville audiences to read widely about cultures and people vastly different than ourselves. African Americans shouldn't just read about African Americans, Nafisi said. And I was gratified with the knowledge that my book club, the Zora Neale Hurston Reader Circle, has been reading widely for several years now. We didn't start out that way, however. The book club's original name, the Afrocentric Reader Circle, implied what we were about, which is that we assigned ourselves books by and about the Black American experience, starting with Hurston's Their Eyes Were Watching God. And from Hurston, we moved on to selections by other African American writers, including Richard Wright, James Baldwin, Ann Petrie, Chester Himes, Nella Larson, and one of our favorites, Pearl Clegg. One February for Black History Month, we read W.E.B. Du Bois's The Souls of Black Folks and followed the next month reading Sister Soldiers, The Coldest Winter Ever. What can I say? We're women who are curious about everything from black history to hip-hop. But in time, one club member suggested that the Afrocentric Reader Circle change our name and broaden our selections. Our namesake, Zora Neale Hurston, was, after all, an anthropologist by training. She was keenly interested in all kinds of peoples and cultures. And so we stretched, and we've been richly rewarded by reading such books as Anita Diamant's great novel, The Red Tent, about the Jewish women of the Old Testament, and Arthur Golden's controversial novel, Memoirs of a Geisha. And we've fallen desperately in love with the gifted Haitian writer Edwige Danticat, Zadie Smith, the black Brit of Caribbean extraction, and the Chilean novelist Isabel Allende. And what's so beautiful is that the Zora Neale Hurston Reader Circle hasn't and won't ever forget our roots. And so we continue to read books by and about African Americans. Azar Nafisi is so right. None of us do ourselves any favor keeping our readings narrowly focused. So to all my fellow and sister book lovers, I say get out of your boxes. If you limit your reading to heavy stuff, lighten up. It really won't kill you to read a book just for fun. If all you've been reading are mysteries and sci-fi, you'll do a real crazy mad love story. Or if you're hooked on those how-to books, How to Get Rich, How to Find a Man, How to Keep a Man, try reading some Been There, Done That biographies and autobiographies. The United States obviously has a lot going for it, but for goodness sakes, if you're American, do try reading about others on the globe. It'll humble you, may make you more empathetic and better about challenging the largely uninformed who have a nasty habit of talking about foreigners and immigrants and unflattering stereotypes.
Betty Baye is a columnist with the Courier-Journal in Louisville, Kentucky.